Beverly Roy has been named the new president of Kenjgewin Teg Educational Institute. Located in Michegin First Nation on Manitoulin Island, Kenjgewin Teg is an accredited, Indigenous-led organization that provides post-secondary education and training in a variety of sectors. The institute is home to the Anishinaabeg Skills, Innovation and Research Center, a 9,700-square-foot facility that offers hands-on practical training in welding, construction, carpentry, and other trades. It opened in 2019. Roy, a member of the Michegin First Nation, was selected as president by the Institute's board of directors this past spring. Beverly's appointment as president of Kenjgewin Teg is a testament to her exceptional leadership abilities and her profound commitment to Indigenous education, Brian McGregor, the board's vice chair, said in a news release. Her unwavering dedication to community work and her extensive experience in the Indigenous post-secondary sector make her the ideal candidate to lead Kenjgewin Teg into a future that embraces and empowers Indigenous learners. Roy has spent a decade at Kenjgewin Teg, in roles ranging from Director of Quality Assurance to Director of Post-Secondary Education and Training. She holds an undergraduate degree from the University of Waterloo and a master's degree in business administration from Athabasca University. Roy is currently working toward the completion of her PhD in higher education from the University of Toronto. She's additionally involved in the pursuit of Anishinaabemowin, the Ojibwe language. In her new role as president, Roy will be responsible for leading the institute in fulfilling the goals of its strategic plan, which was approved in 2021. Among its plans, Kenjgewin Teg is aiming to offer diploma programs, certificates, degrees and micro-credentials, following the institute's accreditation, which occurred last year. Roy said realizing that goal will require the securing of new investments. I am enthusiastic about contributing to the advancement of Indigenous institutes within Ontario's higher education system, she said in the release. In addition to the enduring support of the Anishinaabeg communities of Minidum and Ising, our achievements at Kenjgewin Teg owe much to our valued college, university, and sector partnerships. I eagerly anticipate expanding these partnerships and forging new innovative collaborations with them.